Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
I just want to scream hello. My God, it's been so long.
We were so right. We were so right.
Yeah, you called it.
Didn't I?
Yep.
You agreed, though.
I did, but I was holding out hope that maybe some...
That I was dead wrong.
There'd be a bombshell, yes. Like a big band or something announced. Anyway.
We hedged our bets a little bit, but Eric and I were initially skeptical about the news conference that was scheduled regarding the new entertainment venue that is going up on the old Bradley Center property. So just south of Fiserv Forum, you remember... There's going to be this venue. They're already building it, right? But then there was this big news conference was scheduled.
And what would the news conference be, considering we already know that they're building it? They've already started.
You're younger than me, but do you remember Great Space Coaster? That kid show?
Great Space Coaster. Yes.
Kind of a Muppet sort of thing. Yep. Then they had like a newscast all the time with the news anchor, Gary Gnu.
No, Gnu's is good. Gnu's with Gary Gnu.
The whole bit with Gary Gnu was there was no Gnu's in his show. There's no Gnu's. This news conference yesterday should have been hosted by Gary Gnu. It was not a Gnu's conference. The mayor is there. Bucks president Peter Fagan, alderman for downtown Bob Bauman, president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee, Peggy Williams-Smith, and the president and CEO of Frank Productions, whose FPC Live is going to be booking the venue. News conference. They put up the bat signal. Everybody come on down. We got a news conference.
And we discussed this. You threw out feelers to all your sources.
So nothing happened. Like nothing. And before you get on me for just being a wise guy here, you don't have to take my word for it. Here is the president and CEO of Frank Productions at the Gnu's conference, Joel Plant.
I want to be really clear from the start here. There isn't any big news being announced.
Come on, that's the first thing you
said. He said that. I didn't make it up. It's the guy holding the news conference.
I want to be really clear from the start here. There isn't any big news being announced.
Come on. This is your fault.
How is it my fault?
Because yesterday you said multiple times, well, I reached out to all my people because you had multiple people you reached out to and you weren't getting much. There's no chirping. And usually if it's something big, there's some chirping. Or if it's super quiet, that means it could be big.
So that's what I, that's how I hedged it. Yes. Was like, okay, because nobody's giving me anything on this, it's either such a big deal that nobody wants to step on it and screw it up, right? And get out in front of it, or it's a big old nothing burger. And if they told us that, then nobody would come to their little Gnu's conference.
You dictated their news conference. He had to couch it at the very beginning because of you bringing
it up.
You
heard the show?
Yes.
Like, I just want to be clear, actually. This isn't that big a deal. Thanks for coming.
I know some of you think this may not be a thing, but maybe a thing.
All right.
You were saying Coldplay might be announced.
That was you. You said Coldplay. And you knew it wasn't Coldplay because it's only a 4,500 capacity venue. There were some other, in fairness, there were some tidbits of news in there. Venue cost about $70 million.
Which we knew.
No naming rights sponsor yet.
Okay.
No shows to announce yet. So I guess no Gnu's is Gnu's in that regard.
Yeah, you're right.
In still greater deference to the folks holding the news conference, they had wanted to and planned to do something like this, a formal news conference, because they didn't have a big old groundbreaking ceremony. They didn't do that because they wanted to get started on building the project prior to the Republican National Convention. So weeks before the convention, they actually began work on the site.
So this was their groundbreaking?
Sort of, right? With everything going on, they didn't have time or, you know, the means there to do the gold shovels and hard hats thing. So they said, let's get together at another time and sort of do that.
But you don't have to. Like no one was calling for it, were they?
I guess not. I don't know. They thought we'd get together later and do that.
This is totally your fault.
That's what they did on Wednesday.
This is Gary Gnu, and the No Gnu's is Good Gnu's show. The only TV Gnu's program guaranteed to contain no Gnu's whatsoever.
I want to be really clear from the start here. There isn't any big news being announced.